Thank you very much, Chair, for granting us the floor. For us, overall, Article 7 is crucial because here is the place where we can overcome certain barriers that still exist in terms of access to remedy. But we find that currently the article is floating to more general and vague terms, and we would instead advocate actually for a further degree of prescription, because this will equally empower states in their implementation of the treaty and realizing its objectives. In that sense, we were equally supportive of the proposals by Ghana in 7.1 to remove barriers. Similarly, in 7.2b, we honestly believe that the state should have actually an obligation to remove obstacles, and the current wording of progressively reducing them doesn't seem to work. So in that sense, some of the proposals that go in those directions are welcomed. We were also very happy to see initially the inclusion of language on the provision of appropriate, adequate and effective legal aid in Article 7.3. Because we think that this gives a more inclusive approach of the provision regarding access. So in that sense, we do oppose and respectively disagree with proposals to lead this. Also, the elimination between this draft and the previous draft on the specific reference to forum non-convenience as a legal obstacle was that is removed is problematic. So we also support and welcome the reintroduction by Palestine. We welcome also the addition of the principle of the dynamic burden of proof. We think that that is positive, but at the same time, we feel that this goes at the detriment of other instruments, such as a reversal of the burden of proof, or also the possibility to apply certain presumptions as to existence of certain facts, as we saw in a previous version. And so similarly, we would also allow and stimulate the applicability of certain strict or absolute liabilities in specific appropriate cases, of course. And then when it comes to 7.4, there are some proposals to be less enumerative. But we think actually the examples given there to, for example, waiving court fees, granting exceptions, etc., to reduce the cost would actually be merit to maintain rather than to remove. Thank you very much.